This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
Yeehaw!
Yeah!
What's up, buddy?
What's up, dude?
Oh, just living the dream. You know my phrase. Yes, indeed.
Man, today was actually a pretty productive last couple days, actually, for me.
Well, you had the days off, didn't you?
Yeah, I got my days off, but, like, my garage was an absolute disaster.
Oh, shit.
And I got that majority, like, organized and looking good. Me and my dad and my brother, they like, helped, and, like, it was, like, we got some shit done. And then today, me and my brother and my dad were cutting down trees and we're fucking mowing shit over and pushing shit out of the way with the tractor and we're doing all kinds of
dang
shit.
Straight up lumberjacking that shit.
Yeah, getting shit done.
Dango, son. All right. All right.
So yeah,
cool, man. Yeah, like, I forget like your dad and your brother are already there. So
yeah, they're here. They're living here. They made the trip down. It's good.
That's awesome.
My dad's already feeling like the benefits from his like arthritis shit. Cause like,
yeah, the joints loosen up a few days after,
he can move his wrists around like this now. And like, he just said he feels better just from the heat.
I think that's why old people move to Florida.
Maybe,
you know,
that
like
could be.
When they're going to retire, they're like, I get too freaking crinkled up here in the Northwest, you know, cause the cold weather sucks, dude. I got to admit, like, especially like if you ever get the flu and you get like muscle cramps and stuff, I think it's worse in cold weather.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, like
yeah, because you're already tight for one. Because you're just like your body's trying to create warmth.
Mm-mm. I don't like it.
So yeah,
I don't like it.
So yeah, productive.
I hate the cold.
Productive for me for my days off. It was good.
It's good.
Hell yes. Well, right on, dude. So as you guys can know that Dave's not here, he's driving in, so hopefully
be here in a few minutes.
Okay, awesome.
Hopefully.
Because he let us know. He was like, I don't know how late I'm going to be, but yeah, we shall see.
I expect him about probably, I don't know, halfway through the episode, probably.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, I found some fun articles for us to kind of go through. Some very interesting topics, you know? But I know you did bookmark something. This is like the word of the day, you know, like the unsealing of this document where the FBI, what is going on here with the FBI?
Yeah. So apparently newly unsealed documents reveal that Biden's FBI authorized the use of deadly force when they raided Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Well,
because they want Trump dead.
A lot of people are saying, were they trying to, you know, instigate? Were they trying? Mm-hmm. Were they hoping that something was going to happen, some kind of altercation, and then that would
lead I think they to... were prepared. Word on the street is they were prepared for Trump's Secret Service, because he still has Secret Service, that they were going to open fire and possibly shoot on the raiders, the FBI raiders. You know what I mean?
The FBI raiders.
So, like, my whole thing is if they wanted Trump dead, he would be dead a long time ago. You know, like, what's to stop him?
Well, I mean, I think it would have been obvious. I think that's why that kind of conspiracy theory is existing now, because that would have been a way to make it look like it was a circumstance that happened and it wasn't just them offing the dude.
Yeah. Well, that would have been a bad way to go. You know what I mean? Like, the FBI shoots down Trump.
Yeah,
This is what
it actually said here.
Oh boy. So this is some portion of the leaked document or unleashed document.
Yeah.
So the illegal raid. Okay. So this must be coming from, because why would they call it the illegal raid? Is this like from Trump's team?
I have no idea what this is from. This is just a post that another news thing on X put out.
Okay. I'm just going to zip through this real quick here. According to an operations order produced in Discovery, the FBI believed its objective for the Mar-a-Lago raid was to seize, quote, classified information, NDI, and U.S. government records as described in the search warrant. The order contained a policy statement regarding use of deadly force, that's in quotes, which stated, for example, law enforcement officers of the Department of Justice may use deadly force when necessary. Oh boy.
And it's weird that would be included in there, knowing that they were getting ready to raid a former president's residence.
Well, is this normal, though? Like, isn't the use of deadly force always kind of accompanied with a raid? You know, like, you're breaking in somewhere, then
I don't know. I think it might depend. I mean, obviously, if you're knowingly going into a dangerous situation, then yeah. But, like, something,
you know,
like
comes
this
to mind?
I don't know.
Bon Jovi song. Dead or alive.
Yeah.
On a steel horse he rides.
As soon as they break the door in, this Bon Jovi starts playing over the Mar-a-Lago fucking speakers everywhere.
Well, hopefully it's old school Bon Jovi, because Bon Jovi has no fucking voice now. He sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would actually fit the administration better if it was new Bon Jovi, if it was Bon Jovi now.
yeah, like everything just falling apart.
Yeah, it just sounds like shit. Nothing actually is getting you going. You're more focused on what the fuck am I listening to rather than what's actually happening.
That you're right. That would be like the most fitting singing artist or something, like that Biden has at his rally. Like just decrepit Bon Jovi with like zero skills now. You know
yeah.
I mean? He can wear those tight leather pants still, though.
That's
true. The ladies still fall for that.
I mean, he doesn't have the same look he did, but he still wears them. I don't know if it's he doesn't really pull it off like he did, but he still tries. So,
Well, so like, what are your thoughts about this whole FBI authorizing the use of deadly force? What do you think this is?
Do you think it's telling? You brought up that good point. I don't know if that's like just normal practice, that is just there in all raids, but I would assume. Mm-hmm. I would assume that every situation doesn't call for the act of deadly force, or like there are certain situations where, you're knowingly going into a place where you might be put in that position, but this is not one of them.
I mean, the last part of this is so fed, bro. Like, they were instructed to wear, quote, unmarked polos or collared shirts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you remember like the Fed boys like picture where it looks like Abercrombie polo?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that this is like standard operation for like a raid where you will have guns drawn. Like the use of deadly force, whether or not that verbiage is within like the warrant, I don't know if that's standard or not, but it was in this one, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know if this is just people are making a big deal about it because that lingo was used in the search of a former president, or just Trump, mm-hmm. even? Or
yeah, I think it's just Trump. Dude. Or I feel just, like that's what they're trying to get at here. Is like Trump is obviously the enemy of the deep state. They want him dead. So, I mean, now it's just more like cannon fodder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it hyped up because it's just Trump, or is it all actually always like that? I don't know.
I mean, right now it's hyped up because of Trump, because the media is making it like that, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I think that this is standard operating procedures here, but you know, Trump's a different animal, right? So we'll see.
Trump, if Trump was an animal, what would he be?
Well, many people go straight to lion because of the video. But I'm thinking,
I don't know if you, in real life, like, I'm not talking about Trump, we're going to take it back, I'm the king of the, like, I'm not talking about the persona of what mm-hmm. you think Trump is. If Trump, the person, like, you look at a picture of Trump and, like, his mannerisms, what kind of animal would he be?
I mean, orangutan? You know, he's orange. You know, he's got that monkey-esque walk. Hey there. Yeah. His lips kind of protrude, you know?
I was thinking, like, he definitely, I don't know, if sloths were faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of just, he's just like, I don't know, I have no cares.
Be cool.
I have no cares in the world. I just sounded like Stewie just now.
Yeah.
No cares in the world, Stewie.
I don't know.
Honey badger. Ooh, Bob Hansen says honey badger. So,
honey badger.
There you go.
Honey badger don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit, bro.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, I feel like that's enough of that topic, because I think it's just a nothing burger. Nothing happened to Trump.
Yeah,
it was an illegal raid.
It's kind of like you're kind of looking for reasons to bring up old news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the court. I mean, he's going through the trial right now, right?
Yeah.
And I think they have uncovered that, which was totally obvious from the very beginning, but like the FBI, when they had all of those photos of classified documents and like all the documents were just like sprayed out or splayed. I don't know what the word is.
Well, then it just came out that now those are being shown as being tampered with because they changed all the covers of them.
Well, yeah, they pretty much set it up.
Yeah.
You know, they laid out all the documents because that's what it looked like. And that's what I thought. Like, I was like, oh, well, the FBI went through and laid out all these documents and they put a cover that said FBI, like classified on the front of each document. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I was shocked that people thought that that's the way that just Trump left the documents in his house.
I don't know how many people like looked at those pictures and thought that's how they found them.
Yeah, no.
Because
if
you thought that's just the way they found them, like they were fanned out perfectly for photos, and that's just how they were, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I think it's a whole big circus show. I think they're trying to make Trump look stupid, but I think that, you know, it's biting them in the ass once again, making Trump look like a victim and also boosting up, solidifying his base.
Mm-hmm.
And then also fence sitters that don't know which way they're going to vote. It also kind of looks like, hey, wait, what are they doing to Trump? You know, just like they were doing right after, you know, the election in 2016. They just went after his ass, you know, that whole Trump Russia possible collusion, all that stuff. So,
well, now
I just think it's the same old shit.
Now he's doing a rally in the Bronx, I think, this weekend.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I think it's this weekend. And I seen a thing where AOC is coming, came out, and he's like, the only reason he's in the Bronx is because he basically has an ankle bracelet on and he can't leave the area.
Oh, yeah?
Because he has so many court dates. Like, almost bragging.
He's got an ankle bracelet.
Almost bragging that they had him in court so much that he couldn't go anywhere else.
Okay. That would be interesting if he did have an ankle bracelet on.
No, I doubt he has that.
I bookmarked the clip. The legal version of an ankle bracelet. That was the quote.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Fucking AOC.
He's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court, and the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him, and I am looking forward to the response of everyday Bronxites talking about how they feel about him coming to their back.
Bronxites?
Dude.
Is that what people are called? Bronxites?
Bronxites?
That sounds like
something in the back of my tonsils. You know
that's what
I mean?
She called them, like everyday Bronxites.
Ugh.
I don't want
an infected Bronxite.
and I don't understand how it looks like an embarrassment.
Yeah, like what? He's just going to a rally, right?
Yeah, and the last rally he did had 80,000 to 100,000 fucking people at it.
It's true.
So how is that?
I was in Jersey.
How is that an embarrassment?
Yeah, we'll see. I you know, he's probably going to have a humongous rally. We'll see, but
yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see the turnout at this one too. If it's even close.
Something else that was interesting is that Elon Musk a couple days ago tweeted out, "This is a Black Mirror episode. Definitely turning this feature off." And it was a retweet of this person who tweeted out a video of this guy talking about Windows PC, and this is it gives a name here, but I don't know. It's what is it? Satya Nadella.
Satya Nadella.
But he was discussing how Windows PC, and he even says in the video, it's specifically Microsoft Edge, so you have to use Edge.
Oh, okay. Like the browser, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that specific browser has a photographic memory feature called Recall that will remember and understand everything you do on your computer by taking constant screenshots. So if you're looking at porno, hello. Oh, what were you looking at 1:15 last Saturday?
And then they just have all that on file.
Yeah, dude. Hmm. And you literally just scroll through it like Google Photos, like, oh, I want to like see what was happening in this time frame. Oh, whoa. Okay.
Oh. So it's kind of, what are those called? Like the old school is like a Rolodex. Is that what it's called? Like the old school version?
Almost. Yeah.
What is it called when you can go through and like flip through old newspaper clippings what is that called?
At the library or something?
Yeah. I forget what that's called.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to like chime in on that, I forget what it's called because I just seen them. I just watched a movie where they used one of those. But it's kind of like that in the new age where you can literally flip through and see everything that everyone's ever looked at.
Yeah. So it's kind of scary. I mean, play the video because the guy talks about why, you know, it's like, why would you want something doing this? And it kind of captures things on screen and if you forget what you looked at or something, you can literally just type in, say like, I can't remember what the website was called, but there was a brown bag on there.
Oh.
And then it'll go to where you find a brown bag. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do we introduce memory, right? Photographic memory into what you do on the PC. And now we have it. So it's called Recall. It's not keyword search, right? It's semantic search over all your history. And it's not just about any document. We can recreate moments from the past, essentially.
Here's how it works. Windows constantly takes screenshots of what's on your screen, then uses a generative AI model right on the device, along with the NPU, to process all that data and make it searchable, even photos. I got to try it out. I searched
brown leather bag. It came up in visual search. There's no place on this page that it says brown leather bag. It just knows because it sees this brown leather bag. There could be this reaction from some people that this is pretty creepy. Microsoft is taking screenshots of everything I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's why that it can only do it on the edge, right? So this is like, you know, you have to put two things together. This is my computer. This is my Recall. And it's all being done locally.
Yeah.
Is it all being done locally?
When he says it's all done on the edge,
I'm like,
I don't know. Did he mean Microsoft Edge?
Oh.
Or is he like just saying like it's done on the edge and that's like a term?
Or is that like a whole program in itself?
well, it's done on the itch, you know, like, wink, wink, wink. I'm like, what does this mean, dude? Like,
when someone, anytime somebody says, it's all saved for your computer and for your search, all done locally, no one else can access that. I immediately go, bullshit.
Yeah. I go, prove it.
How many fucking data hacks and data leaks have there been?
Exactly. Well, and it's like one of those things where I already assume that the government is watching me. Oh, like, yeah. I have, like, you know, I cover up the webcam when I'm not recording.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I and never... like your phone. Do you ever cover up like your camera when you're watching stuff or looking at stuff?
No.
You know who does?
Who?
The Facebook owner guy, the CEO. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. Yeah. Really? He has one of those iPhone cover things where it covers like, the camera.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's stupid that they could watch and see everything, but I honestly just choose not to be that paranoid about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, honestly, with what I'm doing and what I'm looking at, if they want to see what I'm looking at, fucking look at it. What are you going to do about it? I'm a free fucking American. I can. So what? You want to look at my dick? Then go for okay. it.
Well, they're going to get your own face, dude. You want that spread around?
I mean, as long as I get a cut of whatever it makes.
Well, hey, it's called public shame, bro. You don't get a cut of nothing. But yeah, so I just thought that was very interesting. You know, and I wonder if there's programs out there that do this. You know, if websites, for example, when you click, okay, I agree to whatever this frickin' terms of service for accessing this website is.
Oh, yeah, and there's somewhere in there that says, oh, also, we're fucking taking pictures of everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't read through all that shit. Do you?
Because then how is it, like she said she searched for a leather bag, and that's nowhere mm-hmm. in the text anywhere. So obviously it's using some sort of AI program to search through images and text and everything.
Well, so in that, like, why, what is the feature of searching? Like, why was she searching? I didn't know that because it didn't really tell me, like, did she want to find something that she forgot she was looking at? Or was she trying to find something that somebody did illegally? You know, I mean, yeah. Instead of brown leather bag, maybe it's some child fluffing stuff, right? Maybe it's illegal drug sales. Maybe it's weapons. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that becoming part of like a search warrant where they can just go on your computer and just start typing in fucking search words.
Well, it reminded me of the movie Snowden because what was it called? Like The Hammer or something? That all-encompassing thing that was recording like the Edward Snowden revealed.
Oh, yeah.
It was the program that recorded. The government could literally just tap into anybody's camera, anybody's computer, microphone, all this stuff, and see what people are doing, right? And it's like, ooh, that is some nasty shit, dude.
Yeah. But then you think, too, like I said, like, everything has two sides of the coin. Like, there obviously is some bad things that can come of it, especially if it's used in the wrong ways and they just start spying on people that don't deserve to be spied on. They don't have, like, you're just ditching all constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be used for good and you actually can gain information needed on somebody that's murdering people.
Well, yeah, and that's subjective, too. I mean, like, what if they applied this to Trump? You know what I mean? They could say, hey, this guy was an insurrectionist. We have to basically log into everything that he's been into. We need to see all of his communication pathways. We need to see everything that he's searched. We need to look at everything that he's done. Well, and we need to pull up some dirt, you know, because yeah. they can set the guidelines of what you do is illegal, you know, and that's what's, you know, you're like, I'm fine. Because most people are like, I'm okay with, like, people recording me. I'm not doing anything illegal. It's like, well, not yet. Not until they change a definition somewhere.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, as soon as you start doing that and you're classifying this person as doing things either illegal or anything like that, that aren't necessarily and you're infringing on constitutional rights, then that's obviously the wrong direction it should have gone.
Well, spying in general is going against your constitutional right.
Yeah.
And I mean, unless you have a warrant, and that's the problem with those programs, is they're warrantless programs that you just allows government agencies to tap into wherever they want to go.
Yeah. But that is more of a corruption on the government level more than a program like this.
For sure. Yeah. But it's like, you know, they take advantage of programs like this, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And why wouldn't you? Especially if you're a crooked fucking person in that level anyway. Why wouldn't you take advantage of stuff like this?
Exactly, dude. Ugh. So, yeah, it just, you know, it blew my mind. I'm like, yeah, I'm not using Microsoft Edge. You know,
yeah,
I'm using either like Google Chrome or Brave. But it's like, is that even better?
You know? I wonder how many people even use Microsoft Edge as their browser.
Dude, probably not a lot.
Yeah.
Probably not a lot.
I can't imagine there's a lot of people that even use that.
Well, nonetheless, I mean, that was Elon Musk tweeted that, and I wanted to go into this article that's Elon Musk adjacent. Because, you know, he's big into Neuralink, putting things
in people's
heads. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Giving people like these brain chips and all this stuff. But what about just transplant the entire head?
Okay. I feel like we talked about this a while back.
We did. And so
there was a scientist or something in like China or something that was trying to do it, right?
Well, I think so. It made me think of Face Off, and I'm like, dude, I got to bring this so Chris and I can talk about Face Off 2. Because Face Off 2 is coming, dude.
What?
Yeah, they're making a Face Off 2.
No. I've never
That's what I heard.
I've never heard of this.
I don't know if this is like bullshit. But like
hold on. Everything know about Face Off sequel.
Face Off 2, dude. It's coming.
Face Off
Gross. They kind of had to like push it back because of like the writer strike and all this stuff.
3 days ago from Yahoo, Face Off 2 gets a disappointing update.
Oh, no.
Co-writer Adam Ringard has given fans a disappointing update on the sequel. The follow-up to 97 action blockbuster star Nicolas Cage and John Travolta is currently in the scripting stage with a scheduled release date yet to be set. Just get to it. Almost in the middle of production. Am I going to have to go through this whole fucking thing to even find out what you're talking about?
Well, no. So basically what happened was the script was ready to go, and then the writer's strike happened.
Oh, so
and then everything
kind of... So it's not written yet. It doesn't have a release date.
Well, so Nicolas Cage, I think, was on a show talking about it.
Oh.
And he's like, think of like Caster Troy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they said they had... This involves their children. So their children are now being involved somehow, and there's going to be another face-off. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
but...
because he had John Travolta's character, when he was the good guy at the beginning, had the mm-hmm. daughter, right? After his
yep.
son got killed.
He
still had a daughter.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
And then the Nicolas Cage character, the bad guy version at the beginning, the mm-hmm. girl that was there like at the parties and stuff, she had a son.
Yep.
And it was his.
So what if they get married, dude? It's like a Romeo and Juliet type of thing.
Or they...
Either that or it's like Grumpier Old Man, you know, where Nicolas Cage and John Travolta are like, fuck you, Caster
Troy. They end up, now they're grown up and
they've
followed in their father's footsteps and now they're just battling each other.
Yeah, dude. What if it's like that?
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Keep it in the family, you know?
I wonder how the face-off thing would come into play, though. Would they have to do that again? Like, something would probably have to happen where they'd have to trade faces again.
They said that there was a surprising twist in the movie, so I'm like, whoa. Or at least in the script.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, dude, okay. I'm all about this.
Okay.
But, so where I was going is this article. World's first head transplant system revealed, and it could be available in a few years. All right. Now, this comes from the trusted Daily Star. All right. But this is a legit freaking thing that they're trying to do.
It says the futuristic system would offer new hope to patients without heads or something. Patients suffering from untreatable conditions such as states where cancer, paralysis, and neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Wait.
Yeah. So I didn't.
So if you have Alzheimer's, you're just gonna put your head somewhere else?
That's what I didn't understand, because like Alzheimer's is like it's almost kind of like the CTE where you get these buildups.
Yeah, it's a neuro thing, right?
Yeah, in your brain.
So having a head transplant wouldn't fix that, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, but this is talking about it, dude, and it's saying like, it's like this groundbreaking concept where you can enable a head to be attached to a donor body. The futuristic system of the neuroscience and biomedical engineering startup BrainBridge could provide a lifeline for patients battling incurable conditions like the stuff you just mentioned.
Yeah.
The procedure involves transferring a patient's head onto a healthy, brain-dead donor body. That's like a band name, dude. Brain-dead donor body?
Preserving consciousness, memories, and cognitive abilities.
Yeah.
How? Okay. If you were to get a head transplant, you have to go in and just basing off this picture, they're using lasers and all kinds of shit. I don't know how accurate this is, but I mean, it's not like you're going to wake up and everything works the way just fine. Like your body is going to have to develop these pathways, the neural pathways and shit, right? Like, you're going to have to learn how to walk. You're going to have to learn how to do all this shit. Just like anybody else that has, like, a head injury or something. You just don't get up, and now all of a sudden everything works fucking fine.
No. I think it's going to take a while to, like, even figure out how to do this, for one. But think about, like, who's going to be the first person to try this? You know what I mean? Like,
probably somebody that doesn't have anything to lose.
Oh, for sure.
Like, some lonesome paraplegic dude. Like, why? Okay. If you were a vegetable, but you could still think, and like you could talk and stuff, but none of your arms or legs or anything, they're just useless. Why wouldn't you try this?
Because
what's the worst that's gonna happen? You just be a vegetable still.
Well, it's either that or a brain chip.
Yeah,
which one are you gonna do?
That's true.
You know, like the brain chips, like. It seems a little, you know, less risky than tearing off your head.
What if they were to use like this procedure and the brain chip in tandem? That way it would take a quarter of the time for the body to relearn how to do things.
It could. It could, dude. I mean, like, go to the picture of this thing, because like it shows the robot hands and the two bodies, and it reminded me so much of Face Off, but like a little bit more intense, obviously. Yeah. Like, look at that, dude. So this is saying BrainBridge anticipates this process could be available within 8 years. Utilizing advanced robotics, right? Like, that's fast.
Yeah.
To, like, put somebody's head on another body. But it would be using advanced robotics, artificial intelligence, and then it also plans to perform face and scalp transplants, dude. Like, legit Face Off too.
If this is going public, how long has this been around?
Well, that's... Dude, how long has China been doing this, you mean?
Well, that's the real question. How many people have been able to, before this is public now, been able to fake their deaths and become somebody else because they had all these transplants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you still got the face.
Not if they... You just said they could do face transplants.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean... I'm just thinking of like the crazy animal hybrids that wash up on the beaches, you know what I mean? Like from China or something. Or like you got this severed pig head sewn onto a cow body or something.
Oh yeah,
you
know? I'm just doing weird shit.
Yeah, like I'm sure they're going to try this on animals.
Yeah, said right
first.
There. The firm also plans to perform face and scalp transplants to restore functionality and aesthetic appearance.
Mhm. Yeah. So
how many people can you save from being bald?
Ooh. Now, there you go.
Everyone
has
hair.
Scalp transplant.
Everyone has hair again.
But like, whose scalp are you? Are you putting a dead person's scalp on you?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, bro.
Because hair doesn't go away. Like, how many mummies and skeletons they find that just still have their hair?
I know, that ratty ass hair.
Like, you could. How much money is someone going to pay to go get Elvis's hair?
Whoa. Duh. I would not want to smell that crap. You know? Like, how long before the dead hair goes away?
That's what I don't know. And is it, if it's put back on a blood circulating body, does it keep, does it just grow again?
Dude, I don't know. This is saying BrainBridge explained the process here. It employs advanced high-speed robotic systems to prevent brain cell degradation and ensures seamless compatibility. I like these, like, token words. The entire procedure is guided by real-time molecular-level imaging and AI algorithms to facilitate precise reconnection of the spinal cord, nerves, and blood vessels.
Mm. Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Right, dude. Like, come on now.
So they're using AI to reconstruct things and not actual people.
Uh-huh. And AI and robots. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what else can we use this technology for? Like, this is what people are thinking about? Like, I want to put somebody's head on another body. Oh yeah. Like, who would want that? And how does that get rid of Alzheimer's or brain diseases?
Yeah, I don't understand that part.
I totally don't get it.
Alzheimer's isn't a brain disorder.
It's like your body creates the stuff inside your brain?
I have no idea. Like, how else would this even have an effect on that? You still have your own brain.
Dude, I could totally see this as a movie where, like, a stoner dude, you know, kind of like a Beavis and Butthead style, but like a stoner guy wants to feel boobs so bad that he transfers his head onto a woman body just so he can play.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's a whole another level of a trans person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trans head.
Yeah.
Whew. Your head, tranny.
So if you were to put your head, say that happens and you put your head on a woman's body, does your brain have the neural pathways to feel everything like a woman would feel it?
I would think so. This said they would use AI and robotics to connect the nerves.
So, right? Yeah, but like your brain isn't developed as I don't know how that works. Isn't developed as a female. So would it know how to operate the parts?
Yeah, that's one of those things where you have your pituitary gland.
Yeah,
you
know? Is that just a biological thing and the body just does that on its own?
Yeah, it's a biological. So, like, your ovaries and your testes produce the hormones. You know what I mean?
But something has to signal through the brain, right?
Exactly. Yes. And so that's where the pituitary gland will come into play. And so it's like, you know, people who have tumors on the pituitary gland, they can't take testosterone or, like, they can't take steroids. If they did, the tumor would grow. It's that kind of thing. So it's like, it's a good question. What would really happen?
What if you end up becoming like a paraplegic, or you were like paralyzed from the neck down, and you're mm-hmm. like, give me the brain, the head transplant.
Yeah.
And all they had was like an Asian person's body.
Oh, a short Asian person?
Or you're like the whitest dude there is, and they just gave you a black dude body.
Oh yeah, that now we're talking. Big swinging black caucus,
or vice versa. You were a black dude, and all they had was a white dude.
Oh no, you got to go backwards, dude. That's no good. That's no good. Yeah, I don't. That's so weird, dude. Like I don't like
you start looking like a Dalmatian human.
I think they should definitely make some movies about this, though. You know, I've seen like Altered Carbon, that TV show, where essentially you can transfer your consciousness into a new body.
Mm-hmm.
So after you die, they have a short amount of time to collect your consciousness, and then they can transfer it into a different body. Very, very interesting.
Huh.
You know? Who's going to be the customers lining up for this? And I might have to dig some more onto this, because it's like the Parkinson's and the Alzheimer's, like neurodegenerative stuff, really does not add up with this.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
Mm-mm.
It's like it almost. Well, I mean, I don't know. It might take time for your brain to mess up the new body.
Oh, just give you some time.
Yeah, it might just give you some time.
Yeah. Do you want to go through this like 8 month long, or no? It's probably like years of rehabilitation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So yeah, it's like if you only have a couple months to live.
Yeah, they'd have to have something like in place to rehabilitate after a procedure like that. Otherwise, you're still gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, well, it's just like what we saw, the first Neuralink treatment, right? Mm-hmm. The guy had to like go get, you know, rehabilitated.
Oh yeah, he's doing all kinds of therapy and yeah.
So I think it's going to be like that, but months and months and months.
Or it's like, hey, we got you a new body, but now you're going to have to spend millions of dollars on therapy.
No, you're going to be in the hospital. You're going to have a hell of a hospital bill, dude.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. So keeping on this this kind of segment of Elon Musk and things associated with him, Tesla. So the self-driving car barrels towards a train at full speed. So this guy's Tesla took over, and the self-driving feature almost killed him. So he almost got into this collision with a train in Ohio. So it would have been another train incident in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
But damn, dude. I mean, like, because this is what people fear. And this was the whole leave the world behind. This
oh,
was
yeah.
a scene
yeah.
in that movie
where they
you
just
have
took
Teslas.
Off on their own. Yeah.
Yeah. Their self-driving capabilities just took over, crashing the vehicles, clogging the roads.
Dude, do you realize how fast the new Teslas are?
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh,
I was reading about this the other night because I was watching Fast and the Furious, and it got me on.
It got me a speed bump.
I was like, I wonder how fast, because I was just, I don't know. I was just looking up things about cars after that. Did mm-hmm. you know that the new Tesla, the 2024, I think, or 2023 and 2024, can go 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds?
Oh, dude, I've seen it. Yes.
That's insane.
Have you ever been next to one?
No.
That does that shit?
No.
It's like unfair. You're like, God damn it, stop it.
You seen one take off?
I wanted to do. Yeah. So like on my way to work, like there's like multi-lane highways. You guys are down in fucking Texas, dude. I mean, go on the highway, get next to somebody on a Tesla, tell them to roll down their window and be like, take off, bro. It's literally like a rocket ship. You know, it's like so freaking fast.
I can't even
so immediate.
I can't even imagine like taking off that quick. Like, obviously, like, people do it because there's, like, dragsters and stuff. But in just a normal, everyday car, you just punch it and you're fucking, you're gone.
Dude, it looks fun. I'm not going to lie.
That was
and
fun.
For, like, passing somebody, it's the best car you could get. But you better hurry, and you better hope that the self-driving feature doesn't kick in.
Right. Yeah. So I wonder why. Do they know why it did this?
Well, let's look at this. So this is saying drivers reported the function of this autopilot, or the FSD, which I believe is the what is that called?
The system, the full self-driving mode.
Yes, full self-driving, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So this was driver Craig Doughty II.
Ooh.
Shared footage shot from the dash cam in his Tesla vehicle, which showed him narrowly avoiding a collision. He insisted his car was in full self-driving, yes, FSD, mode as it approached a level crossing with a train careering along the line.
Careering?
Hmm.
Why? The nighttime footage shot in Ohio earlier this month saw the Tesla rapidly approaching the train with no hint of slowing down. Just as the vehicle reaches its carriages, the driver takes adverse action and slams on the brakes.
Like you didn't try to do that beforehand, bro?
Or turn. It has a steering wheel. I mean, can you not turn the wheel if it's in self-drive mode?
Well, so that's the thing is I've never driven a car that can drive itself. So I don't trust that shit, dude. I don't think I would ever do that, even if I had the capability.
In the vans I drive for work, they're made by Rivian.
Okay.
Like they have a cruise control and it's like an automated like cruise control where it can tell when the cars in front of you are slowing down. It'll slow down and even come to a stop if you're in traffic, the cars in front of you, and it keeps a safe distance from other cars. If you're in cruise control. But sometimes, also, I've had this happen where I'm in cruise control and it starts slowing down in the lane I'm in because there's cars ahead and there's no cars in the other lane. So I get over because there's a little more room and then it just punches it.
What?
To get back up to speed. And then I got to hit the brakes because I would fucking slam into the back of them.
Yeah. It's like there's another car in the other lane, dude. Come on.
It's like it doesn't recognize there's something else in front of it quick enough.
I get you. Wow.
So
yeah. Maybe that's one of these, you know, errors in this system. Because we've had multiple accidents.
Yeah, I wonder if the train going in front of it didn't recognize that there was something there, and it just kept going.
Well, no, it sounded like this guy, the auto drive system was going faster.
Oh.
Like it was speeding up.
Okay.
Like the pedal went to the metal, and he's like, what the hell? Stop it! So I don't know, dude. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe this thing was just driving at normal speeds. And then he was like, what the hell? It's not stopping. And there's a train coming. And like, how would a car be able to detect a train is coming? You know what I mean?
Well, you'd think if it's a self-driving thing, it would be able to notice far enough ahead if something came into its pathway.
The train is not in its pathway. Think about it. Like before the train gets there, all you do is you hear like this, ding, 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 and you have the cross things go down.
That's true.
And that's all you're seeing. And so like if the camera can't pick up the cross things, and that happens like moments before.
Oh yeah,
the train
because comes. like in my van, it doesn't recognize red lights.
So exactly.
If you're doing 35 down like a residential street and there's a red light above, you have to slow it down. Otherwise it won't stop.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like a normal car.
If there was a 2x4 in the middle of the road, it wouldn't notice that. Because, I mean, think about those, the railroad crossing things that come down.
Yeah.
Those things are very thin.
Yeah. You know? It doesn't recognize what that is.
No. And so, like, damn, dude. I can't believe that this guy even had the. Like, I blame the fucking driver. What an idiot.
Yeah. Why'd you wait so long to start to forcefully slow the car down.
Yeah, it's like, what was he? He must have been watching something or doing something on his phone. You know what I mean? He's just like, my car's just driving. I'm not. Oh shit! There's a train on.
Yeah. If he was able to take action at the last fucking second and avoid hitting the train or getting hit by the train, then he could have done something beforehand. He just wasn't paying attention.
Well, and so he's trying to sue. He said that he was on the lookout for people who had similar experiences. Also, he's trying to find a lawyer who will take up his case. But he's saying that no lawyer is willing to accept his case because there's lack of serious injuries.
Mm. Oh, he said that his vehicle has done this twice where it steered itself directly toward an oncoming train.
What? Directly towards one?
That's what he said. He says, talking to the Tesla Motor Club forum, Dottie claimed his vehicle had twice steered itself directly toward oncoming trains in FSD mode in the past 6 months.
What?
So that makes it sound like he was just driving and it turned to head towards the train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is all. So, I mean, if you look at the picture, it looks kind of like foggy or smoky outside.
Yeah, it does look foggy.
And I don't know, like...
Oh, there's a video down here of his dash cam.
Oh, okay. Let's watch that shit.
Yeah, hold on. I'll bring it up here. Here it is. He's driving along. It is foggy. It's foggy as shit.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, there, yeah.
Holy moly.
And then, oh, God.
Ugh. Oh, bam! Slammed it to the 2x4.
Well, he, I mean... Okay.
It's more like a candy cane 2x4. Dang, dude, so he fucked up his Tesla.
For sure.
He's pissed. But why would you... Is the thing. This is why I blame the driver.
Look
how stupid.
He waited till last fucking second.
Yeah, how dumb are you? How fucking dumb are you? And so this is what Tesla says here. The manual provided, so it has instructions on using this FSD. It says, it stresses the importance of staying attentive, keeping the hands on the wheel, watching the road and the traffic, being aware of pedestrians and cyclists, and being ready to take over quickly, which it looked like he did nothing of that, you know, none of that.
Well, he definitely took over quickly. He just waited too long and still crashed.
Yeah. But also, it says that drivers are strongly recommended to be careful and not to use FSD in situations such as low light conditions, bad weather, like rain or snow, bright sunlight, and fog.
Yeah.
And so it says, according to the company, these conditions can impact the performance of the Tesla sensor.
Yep.
And it includes ultrasonic sensors that use high-frequency sound waves to detect objects around the car. The effectiveness of the sensors can be affected by low light and bad weather. So I'm like, yes, yeah, I blame the driver. That's why no lawyer will take up this case, you dumbass, because it's like...
Yeah, it's your fucking
You
fault.
Did the wrong.
Yeah,
you were in the wrong, bro.
You expected this fully fucking... driving itself thing to be able to predict and see everything, and it's not the case. Well, I mean, the fact that there's a warning in there that tells you, like, hey, there are certain situations where this isn't going to work.
Exactly. Yeah, he just, like, see, that's the thing, dude. People buy these cars. They don't read the manuals. They don't look anything into it. They don't, like, look up and, like, do the research on, like, what do I do with it? Because it's like a big-ass computer, if you think about it. And yeah. It can go 0 to 60 in, what, 2 seconds, you said?
Yeah. Like, the 23, it's like 2.03 or something like that. And the 24 is, like, 1.8 or 1.9.
Yeah. So, I mean... you're buying this frickin' rocket and you're putting it in self-drive mode and you don't even think. And it's not hard to think about that, dude. Like,
no.
Oh, it's pretty foggy out. Maybe I should watch the road and have my hands on the wheel.
I feel like, you are kind of a dummy if you go your entire life driving a car normally like everyone else. And then as soon as the first time you buy this new age fucking car where it can drive itself and you just give over all fucking and no worries, it's gonna be fine.
Exactly.
I'm fully safe. I'm not even gonna pay attention. And you just fully give over to it. That's dumb.
He deserves to die. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But you know, it's like those people that they're looking at their GPS while they're driving. Like that guy that drove off the cliff.
Oh yeah, because GPS
he was
told him
following
so. Yeah.
Yeah, he was following his GPS. It told him to go straight, and he went straight right off a cliff. It's like,
well,
come on,
I mean,
dude.
You know what? What's that It's not survival of the fittest, but it's like a
Darwinism.
Yeah, kinda. Darwinism. That's exactly what it is. Like if you're not smart, if you're not smart enough to realize that, hey, this GPS is leading me off a cliff, you can't look
natural
up.
Natural selection.
You can't look up and see there's a cliff in front of you, and then look at the GPS and see that it tells you to go off that cliff, and you still decide to do it. I mean, you get what you what's coming to you.
Yep, you get what you deserve, there, bro. So, yes, I find that that was very interesting, something to keep track of because, you know, I know Dave's not into Tesla, as he said. It's just not there yet, right?
He's yeah. Well, he said multiple times the technology needs to get better, but also he said he just thinks they're ugly and not built
they're,
well.
They're overpriced too, bro. I mean, $100,000?
Yeah.
Base model, pretty much. I mean, I'm sure you could get a cheaper model than $100,000, but I mean... it wouldn't be worth it, you know, but that's, you know, that's unfortunate for that guy. And hopefully, you know, Tesla does its own thing and be safe and all that stuff. But there's another company out there that's just falling down a flight of stairs faster than Joe Biden. And that is Boeing.
That's not good.
No, because Boeing, I don't know what the hell it is this year, but they are having so many issues. I mean, just the other day, a 777 caught fire in the middle of the freaking air. Did you see
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So this is saying, this is an article from the Daily Mail. 300 Boeing planes used by United and American Airlines have potentially fatal fault that could cause jets to explode midair.
I seen this earlier today, and I just seen the headline. I didn't get a chance to read the article because, like I said, I was doing Abraham shit out in the woods, cutting trees down.
Hell yeah, bro.
But my first thought is, how do this many planes have a potentially fatal fault that could cause it to explode?
Well, and why now? Why just all of a sudden a bolus of problems this year? Like, did all of the planes get serviced and, like, they're all coming up on this maintenance interval that just happens to land on an election year? And it's like, don't fly, everybody, because if you fly, you might get on a Boeing plane and you might crash.
Yeah, it said the issue involved an electrical fault on the company's 777 jets that could cause fuel tanks on the plane's wings to catch fire and explode.
Yeah, there's a video of one that caught fire. There's an engine way down in here. So there was a Boeing plane's engine that burst into flames. This happened a couple months ago. I remember this. So I made a Strange Sauna video about all of these problems, dude. And it's freaking terrible when you think about it. Because you're like, planes should be safe.
You would think by now they would be, right?
Yes.
I mean, in retrospect, like, we haven't really been flying planes that long in the big scheme of things. But over a couple hundred years, I feel like we should have it fucking down to where there shouldn't be any problems.
Well, and they always have problems, but it's usually like a couple planes a year that have significant issues, not like 30. I mean, there's like 30 different incidents that you can just rattle off.
Yeah, it's insane. Here's that video of the engine.
Yeah, so this was somebody looking out the window. Look at that. This is in the middle of the air, dude. Something happened. Hello. Like, I would be praying at that moment. I'd be like,
the God, fucking, please. The cat, was that the captain? He was like, oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We realize something has happened.
There's some scary shit happening.
That would be, if you look out your window and you see that.
Yeah.
You're probably going to immediately shit yourself.
Exactly, dude. But so this discovery of the flaw exposes that nearly 300 more Boeing planes are potentially at risk. So my whole thing is like, why now? What does this whole thing mean? And I know it's, you know, speculation, but dude, it just seems like they're going after the Boeing specifically, and they don't want this company to be in business for some reason. And I don't know if it's like they want them to just go out of business, or if it's like, because, you know, there's like,
who wants them to go out of business?
well, this is where I'm saying, like, there's big pharma, there's big government, there's big airplane.
Big okay? air.
Now, hear me out. Now, what if you got, like, Delta flights?
Mm-hmm.
You got JetBlue. Mm-hmm. You got all these other, and they're, like, getting together and, like, hey, let's take out these Boeing planes and let's make sure that this gets, you know, in the news and all this stuff. Because it reminded me of, remember when the Jib Jab came out?
Mm-hmm.
And you had Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and then Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
And there was like a lot of sabotage against Johnson & Johnson.
I do remember right? that. Yeah.
Like there was an employee who failed to do something in one of the batches that was created. So like it was 600,000 doses or something had to be.
Yeah. Like, it was away. Almost immediately that Johnson & Johnson you shouldn't take. And that was like.
Right.
From everyone.
Right. And it's like, oh, well, why? You know, and like it just all of a sudden became like everybody gang up on Johnson & Johnson, not saying like they don't deserve it. I mean, they probably do. But like that's what this reminds me of is, hey, everybody, let's pick on Boeing right now because we want to get them out of the picture because we want to come in with something else to replace them. You know, I don't know. That's just like where my ticker's going. But sometimes my ticker is a little weird. So,
but then also you got to think too, like, how is everyone just hyper focused on planes right now? Or is it just always been this shitty?
I don't think it's always been this shitty, dude. That's what I was trying to say earlier is like, I don't remember there ever being this many issues.
Well, and yes, you're right. This many issues there has been reported.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like getting into the news.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like but I mean, we've had social media around for, you know, decades.
True.
Or at least a decade, you know? And so it's like, why haven't we heard anything like this before? Because this is all just people self-reporting, you know what I mean? Taking video camera footage and all that stuff. You know, the craziest shit we saw, like, you know, over the past couple of years are just people, you know, the crazy plane people where they're freaking out, having too much sexy time, drugs, alcohol. The plane lady, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That motherfucker is not real.
He's not real. So, and then, like,
yeah, I don't know, man.
So this is saying, well, and not only that, but like the Boeing whistleblowers that have ended up dying. There's two of them that are at least dead now.
Yeah. I think there's more than that, isn't there? I think there's like four.
I don't know. I just know of two that were confirmed to be dead.
The first guy died right before his testimony. Boeing is the number one airplane manufacturer.
Who's number two?
Number two is Airbus.
Airbus coming after Boeing.
And then, like, a bunch of them I never heard of. Number three is Embraer.
Yeah.
E-M-B-R-A-E-R.
Seems like there's a huge drop off after Boeing.
Bombardier is number four. Comac.
Bombardier.
Mitsubishi Aircraft Corporation.
Mm.
I wouldn't trust that one at all.
So Meg Buchanan in the chat says Lockheed, Airbus, and Northrop for America.
Mm. Lockheed is more, I feel like Lockheed is more military based, though.
Yeah, defense contractor.
Yeah. So,
but I mean, think about it. If a defense contractor wanted to start making commuter airplanes or just like, you know, commercial airplanes, you got to get rid of the competition first. But I mean, you would also have to have some sort of entrance into the market eventually. I don't know if Lockheed is making anything, but Airbus, never heard of that shit. That sounds like a party thing.
In 2018, Boeing had $101 billion in revenue.
$101 billion. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It produced 806 commercial aircraft and 96 military aircraft.
Hmm. Dude, so like I'm trying to see what's going on here. So in this little article snippet, or no, excuse me, right below that article snippet, it says this was March 2024. airworthiness directive proposal, the FAA warned Boeing of, quote, electrostatic discharge or static electricity risk near the center wing fuel tanks. The unsafe condition, if not addressed, could result in an ignition source inside of the fuel tank and subsequent fire or explosion.
Well, yeah, they warn you about that shit when you're just getting gas at the gas station.
Exactly, dude. Remember, like, a couple years ago? Well, I mean, decades now. But, like, they were saying, dude, this guy was on a cell phone. He's pumping his gas. And just fucking car blew up right there, dude.
Yeah. I remember seeing videos all the time of, like somebody's static going off and they just fucking up in flames.
Kablamo.
Hmm.
So that's, it's like, why would they build the plane like that then, you know?
Yeah, they think they... Well, that's one of those things why the whistleblowers are doing what they're doing. It's like shit like that. You'd think they would have known about this shit.
They do. And this is what it says right here. The parts required to remove these static electricity-based explosion risks, according to the federal agency, would only cost $98 for each Boeing 777. That's pretty fucking cheap, dude. The FAA specifically requested that new electrical bonding and grounding be installed to prevent short-circuiting or electrostatic discharge around the air intake near the 777 fuel tanks. So this sounds like it could be easily done. And I wonder if this is currently being performed by Boeing. And they're like, dude, why did you bring this article up? Like, you brought this to us. We're taking care of the problem. Why are you blowing up this? You know, you're making this a whole story, but we're taking care of the issue. I wonder if Boeing's already taking care of this.
The 777, is it always the 777?
It looks like it.
That's a new plane.
Ooh.
I just seen a thing here. Boeing, it's a Wikipedia, obviously, but it was the 777-9 first flew on January 25th of 2020. With deliveries initially forecast for 2022 or 2023.
Hmm.
So 777-9, I wonder if there's been others. Oh, yeah, because
the dash 9, I think, is the version of it, right? 777.
Okay. All that okay. Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this?
So here's the deal, though, is like you had this, you had the whistleblower, right?
So the first 777 airliner made its first flight in June of 1994.
Okay. So it's been around for a couple decades.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So they've had plenty of times to find out all these fucking little problems that keep going on.
Well, so here's the deal is with each revision, each version that comes out, they change it just a little bit, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
they might have put something somewhere, redesigned it, but not known what issues it'll cause down the road. Just like when they make new vehicle designs, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, the gas pedal got stuck, and you know we have these recall because there's something defective with a gas or a brake pedal or something. Hmm. So yeah. I just find it very bizarre. Just why all Boeing? You know what I mean? And I don't know if, like, I haven't done a lot of research on Boeing's history, but I think Boeing is definitely involved in also, like, creating weaponry and all that stuff for World War II. Wasn't Boeing around back then and provided a lot of the airplanes for World War II?
Oh, I don't know. I assume they were around.
Yeah, Boeing World War II planes. The Boeing story. Oh, boy. Here we go.
The Boeing story.
So, yeah, during World War II, Boeing and its partners worked together to produce a staggering 98,965 aircraft, including the famed B-17 Flying Fortress.
Mm.
That was 28% of America's total aircraft production. So... Jeez. Yeah, they were like a principal contributor to the industrial production of aircraft during the war.
Hmm.
So they profited off the war.
For sure.
right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things to keep an eye on where it's like, okay, Boeing. Because when I think of Boeing, I think of, like, you know, big airplane money. You know, there's a lot of money to be made, and I just don't know. I don't know why people want to take them down. I just don't get it. So,
I don't know if it's people want to take them down. I think maybe they've always had issues. Honestly, in my opinion, there's always been stuff going on. It's just, I think people are just paying attention more. It's hurting them now.
Is this a push for more federal regulation, more like companies to come in and regulate personal businesses and stuff? Mm. Not like saying Boeing is like a personal, you know, mom and pop shop, but people will say, hey, we need to push more regulation on this. We need to have more government influence on this. And that could definitely be what they're trying to do.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Good show, though.
Good show, everybody. Yes. So, we did this live on YouTube today. We were just trying it out.
Yeah.
Right? So, good to see some people in the chat I haven't seen in a while. Meg Buchanan.
Yeah.
DJ Davies. All these people that are in here. So, yeah, you guys, thanks for joining the show. And, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we might do this frequently. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Sucks Dave couldn't make it tonight. He got off work late. So, all right. If you guys are on Patreon, head over there. We got a call-in show this Friday.
Hell yeah, brother.
All right. Later,
good
dude.
Stuff. All right. Talk to y'all later. Sayonara.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.